欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Today is the 15th of December. It's Monday.
Monday. Happy Monday, everybody.
And you can tell, by the way, I couldn't find the date on this, that it really is Monday. However, it is our technology lesson for the month. And just like the science lessons, the technology lessons are always one of my favorites.Because I like to read about technology.
I think every lesson is your favorite.
Not the grammar ones.
Those are Lori's favorites.
But they're Lori's favorites, right, Lori?
Yeah, right.
All right. So today and tomorrow, we are reading about reading in the internet age. And we're going to discover some trends that researchers have noticed about how we read and what we read with the coming of computers and the internet.
好，所以各位同学，我们今天的科技新知单元呢，要来这个跟大家讨论的叫做网络阅读伤脑筋。那网络阅读为什么会伤脑筋呢？各位同学跟我们一起看看今天的文章就会知道了。
All right, now let us have a look at
building your vocabulary.
Number one is gradually, gradually.
逐渐地，逐步地。
Ray is gradually recovering from his illness. We could also say he is slowly recovering from his illness.
I look at that sentence and I think that Ray must have had a very serious, very bad illness if he's only gradually recovering.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he'll be sick for another 3 months or something.
That's right.
All right, number two is concentrate. Concentrate.
专注,专心。
Dan could hardly concentrate during class because he kept thinking about his date with Susan last night.
Apparently, he had a very good date.
Apparently so.
Yeah, and that's our next word.
Apparently, apparently.
显然,看来.
Apparently, Andy has lied to you.
Oh no, Andy is one of my best friends, and he lied to me.
Actually, it wasn't so bad. He lied to you and said that we weren't having a party because it's your surprise birthday party. We didn't want you to know. So he lied, but it was for a good reason.
It's a white lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let us move on to our
phrases for learning.
Compare A to B.
That's number one.
That's number one. Compare A to B.
将 A 比作 B.
John.Compared Bella's eyes to the shining stars in the night sky. Oh,
that's either really romantic or really disgusting.
That's right.
Disgusting?
I'm just thinking, you know.
You're thinking Chinese English.
Yeah.
How is she? Okay, students, we would not say this is really disgusting in English.
No, we would say that makes me sick.
Yeah, or that's really soppy.
Soppy.
S-O-P-P-Y.S-O-P-P-Y, soppy.
就是我们中文说很肉麻、
那
不是真的那种 disgusting 的恶心、不一样 OK?
Number two, dive in. Dive in.
热切地开始做某事。
The scientists all dove in to the research.
Like they were going swimming with octopuses in a tank?
No.
Not that dive.
Not that kind of dive.
刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的那个是潜水的 dive.
Yeah. Well, when we're finished with this lesson, I'm going to dive into a good lunch.
All right. Number three is open up. Open up.
开拓.
This job might open up some valuable opportunities for you, or it might lead to some valuable opportunities.
Good phrase.
Thank
这边的 lead to 也是引导、把你导向。那个 lead 就是领导的 L-E-A-D, 这个片语也可以学起来。
Let's look at our extra words. Number one is creature. Creature.
生物、动物。
Number two is jet ski. jet ski.
水上摩托车。
I love to jet ski.
Number three is skim. Skim.
略读浏览。
Number four is forum. Forum.
讨论区。
All right, let's look at the first paragraph of Reading in the Internet Age.
Reading a good book has been compared to going scuba diving for the first time. Once a reader dives in, the brain swims in all kinds of new knowledge or interesting stories. This feels just like being at the bottom of the ocean and seeing all of the amazing creatures everywhere. Reading like this opens up the mind and leads the reader to a whole new world. Reading on the internet is much different. It has been compared to riding a jet ski. It is fun to do, but it is really just skimming across the top of the water.
Interesting. So the first sentence, reading a good book has been compared to going scuba diving for the first time. Compared to is our first phrase for learning. So we can also use the word liken. Reading a good book has been likened to going scuba diving for the first time. Scuba diving is when you have a tank of air on your back and you swim under the water for like 20 minutes at a time.
好，所以一开始第一句就讲到了哦，阅读一本好的书呢 ，has been 呢就被怎么样啊、哦？这里一个被动式，被比喻成啊、哦，就是这个第一次体验这个潜水 ，going scuba diving 这里呢是一件事情，所以这里的够用 ing 啊、哦，就被比喻做这件事，就是初次体验潜水。
Now scuba diving is going under the water 是潜水、，right? Now how about 浮潜 ？Do you know the word for that?Like when you're swimming on top of the water with the mask and your flippers,、we call that snorkeling.
Ah, you're right.
S-N-O-R-K-E-L-I-N-G. S-N-O-R-K-E-L-I-N-G, snorkeling.、
Now, I would spell that with two L's because in Canada we tend to use the British style of spelling. So I would use S-N-O-R-K-E-L-I-N-G.L-I-N-G, both forms are correct.
Yep.、
所以刚刚讲到的这个另外一个浮潜啊，那么就是在水面上有一个吸管的在吸空气，然后没有潜到水底下的这个 snorkeling 呢，刚刚讲到美式的拼法是一个 L, 那么英式的拼法是两个 L, 都可以、
Next sentence, once a reader dives in, to dive in is number two in our phrases for learning.Once a reader, a person who is reading a book, dives into the book, the brain swims in all kinds of new knowledge. So it's like your brain is, you know, it's not swimming in water. It's swimming in things that you learn.
It's surrounded by.
Yeah. Actually, it's full of, really. But we can say it's, you know, it's like being in water. It's, you're in a book.So, in all kinds of new knowledge or interesting stories, or both.
Okay, 那么接下来讲到 once, 就是一旦呢一名读者呢他跳入了投入了潜入了这本书啊，那同时也等于我们的片语讲的就是热切的投入了这个阅读的时候呢他的脑呢就好比啊这个畅游在这个各种新的知识或者是有趣的故事之海当中啊，所以这里用 swim 它其实有一个双重比喻的啊，就是包括畅游但也好像比喻在海中游泳一样。
This feels just like this, reading a new book, diving into this new knowledge and these interesting stories feels just like is just the same as being at the bottom of the ocean and seeing all of the amazing creatures everywhere.Seeing all of those fantastic sea creatures everywhere. Creature is word number one in our extra words.
然后呢这个 this 代替就是上面这一个啊、哦、就是你的这个大脑呢畅游在各种新知或有趣的故事中。这样子的一个事情呢感觉起来就好像正好像啊、哦、这里是一个强调语气。正好像什么呢后面要用 ing, 因为也是一个事情。就好像是身处于啊、哦、这个大海之底海洋底下。然后呢并且观赏着各式各样神奇的这个生物这样子的一个感觉。
reading like this, meaning really diving into a book, getting involved in this book, it opens up the mind. So you cut a hole in your head and you open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, open up is number three in our phrases for learning. It opens up your mind and leads the reader, or you can say it takes the reader to a whole new world.
OK, 那么接下来则讲到了，那么像这样子的一个阅读方式啊，就是我们上面描述的这一种呢，它是能够开拓你的心胸，这里 open up 是一个我们的片语，而且呢，它能带领着读者到啊，所以 lead the reader to, 这里是一个片语，带领读者到哪里呢？到达一个全新的世界。
Reading on the internet is much different. Reading on the internet is much different than reading a book.
嗯，然后接下来讲到了啊，这个但是呢，在网络上阅读呢，可就相当的不同。这里的 different 不同啊，形容词，那么用一个 much 来这个修饰它，副词就是大大的不同。那比什么呢 ？Than reading the books， 是刚刚 Amy 老师讲的，他只是把后面那个部分省略掉了。
It has been compared to riding a jet ski. Reading on the internet has been compared to.Riding a jet ski, this is word number two in our extra words. So it's like riding a jet ski in this writer's opinion.
嗯哼，接下来讲到了 ,it has been compared to, 那么 it 指的就是前面这个 reading on the internet, 在网络上阅读这件事呢被比喻成好像在骑水上摩托车。
Why has it been compared to reading a jet ski? Well,It is fun to do. Reading on the internet is fun to do, but it is really just skimming across the top of the water. To skim is number three in our extra words. So it's not like a book where you're really getting involved in the book. You're just kind of reading and kind of, you know, reading really quickly to get information or to learn something that you're probably not really going to keep.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
I do disagree.
嗯、me too.
嗯，好。不过呢，这里接下来我们讲这个句子，当然我们三位老师都这个对这有一些不同的看法了啊。不过呢，这个句子讲说 ，it is fun 啊 to do. 这个 it 指的就是 riding a jet ski， 骑水上摩托车很好玩啊。但是呢，这件事情其实真正的只是让你呢怎么样，很快速的掠过水的表面而已。
But we will find out why the writer says this in the next two paragraphs.
Let's take a break.Hi, welcome back. Let's have a look at the second and third paragraphs. Recent studies suggest that we are gradually changing our reading habits. Researchers have found that people read no more than two pages on the internet before skipping to something else. Book lovers who used to read for hours at a time now have a problem. Because they use the internet so much, they find it harder to concentrate.For a long period of time. With emails, blogs, and forums, we are reading much more now than people did in the 1970s and 1980s. However, reading online is different from enjoying books. Apparently, what we have today is a case of quantity over quality. Skimming the surface of the water is nice, but diving in deep is something special.
So recent studies,
things that scientists and researchers have looked at.
Yes, thank you. They suggest that we are gradually or slowly changing our reading habits. Gradually is number one in building your vocabulary. So we're starting to slowly change the way we read.
所以接下来第二段一开始讲到了啊 ,recent, 啊就是近来的 studies, 就是讲研究那显示了啊什么呢 ?that 后面子句是显示的事情我们呢正在逐渐的改变我们的阅读习惯。
Researchers have found that people read no more than two pages on the internet before skipping to something else. So studies have been done and they have learned,that people read no more than, or we could say people read up to, two pages on the internet before skipping to something else. Skipping in this case means before moving on to something else, before opening a new page, following a link to something else.
Mm-hmm. 好，接下来则讲到了，就是研究家们，研究人员们have found 则发现了什么呢？一样 that 后面接发现的事情，就是人们呢，他们读不会超过两页在网络上面不会超过两页，在什么呢？就会跳到其他的页面去了。那么这里的 no more than， 刚刚 Amanda 老师可以讲的 up to 就是最多呢读到两页，然后就会 skip to， 就是跳过或者是 move on to 这个下一个页面了。
Now I have read about this、
mm-hmm.
andI'm going to add a word to this sentence. Researchers have found that on average,、
mm-hmm.
on average, that, you know.
It's not usually, everyone.
No, it's
yes,
not everyone.
Yes, not everyone.、Yeah. Okay, next sentence. Book lovers who used to read for hours at a time now have a problem. So people who love to read books,and who used to read for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hours, they say that they now have a problem, or maybe some or many of them do.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以刚刚呢，斯蒂老师补充的是说，如果加了一个 on average， 是说一般来说，平均来说，研究人员发现，大部分的人，是读了两页就会跳到其他的页面，所以加了一个 on average， 因为不是每个人都这样，有一些人他们是很深度的在读网络上的一些知识，那所以这里的 average， A-V-E-R-A-G-E， 这个片语大家可以学起来，然后呢，下一句接着就说了，那么这个读书的这个爱好者，爱书人士， book lovers， 他们呢，那些曾经，习惯于呢，这个一读就读这个，used to read for hours at a time， 就是一次呢就会读书连续一口气读好几个小时的爱书人士 now 现在则有了一个问题了
because they these are book lovers they use the internet so much they find it harder to concentrate for a long period of time concentrate is word number 2 in building your vocabulary both Stephen and I think that this is completely false it certainlyis not talking about us.
Yes, because we love to read. I can read for 6, 7, 8 hours at a time I'm in a good book with a good story.
Mm-hmm, me too. And just a point, this is a matter of style. I was always taught in school never to begin a sentence with the word because.
Mm.
Instead, we can use as. As they use the internet so much, they find it harder, they find it more difficult to concentrate, to stay focused.On a book for a long period of time, I think this is completely false. Not true.
Okay,
in my experience.
For you.
Yeah. 好，那么接下来这一句呢，就是讲到说，因为呢，爱书人士们他们使用的网络这么的多了，这么常用了，所以逗点，他们呢发现就是 find it harder to， 就是呢做什么事情越来越难啊。那什么难呢？就是要让自己长时间的专注在一个东西上面很难。那么这里刚刚讲到说，尽量不要用 because 来开头啊。所以大家可以有两个选择，一个是用 as 来开头，或者是你可以把这两个句子颠倒，
That's right.
就变成是 they find it harder to concentrate for a long period of time because blah 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 啊。
Yeah, well,
那么另外呢，刚刚讲到 concentrate， 那么 Amanda 老师用另外一个片语来替代叫 stay focused。那 focus 是集中专注，那么 stay 是保持什么状态，所以你也可以用 stay focused 来代替 concentrate.
I was thinking, you and I, Amanda, we read for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
It might be different for people who are reading, to study, you know, for information, for textbooks. Maybe it does affect this kind of reading.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hmm. Okay, next sentence.With emails, blogs, and forums, we are reading much more now than people did in the 1970s and 1980s. So with email, blogs, which in Chinese is
部落格,
and forums, which is word number 4 in our extra words,
mm-hmm.
also, you know, chat rooms, there's...
Mm-hmm.
BBS, there are so many
CTV,
things for
all
information.
All the kinds of, all the sources of news on the internet
as
well.
Yeah, all of the news, the, you know, everything. We are reading, the things that we are reading now, we read much more than most people did in the 1970s and 1980s.
Mm. That, to me, I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because reading is an active experience as opposed to watching TV, which is passive.
Mm.
Okay, 好，所以接下来则讲到了哦，这个有了 with 是有了电子邮件、部落格以及讨论区之后呢，我们现在读的量可是 much more 啊，又一样了，就是一个 much 是一个副词来修饰 more， 就是多的多。什么东西呢？比什么多的多？比起这个1970年代以及80年代的人，他们的阅读量可以说是多的多。
However, but reading online is different from enjoying books.They're right, reading online is a different experience from reading a book. Yeah, completely different.
Okay, 好，接下来讲到了然而啊、however 一个转折逗点啊、这个在网络上阅读、线上阅读这件事情啊、所以你 read 用 ing, is different from, 啊、就是 A is different from B, 就是 A 跟 B 是不同的，跟这个享受这个读书啊、这个享受阅读呢显然是两个不同的事情。
Apparently is number three in building your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
What we have today is a case of quantity over quality. Now, this is kind of a phrase that we use.
Mm-hmm.
We say, you know, sometimes we say we would prefer quality, you know, something that's good mm-hmm. over quantity, over how much we have.
Mm.
But this is saying, apparently...Well, it looks like what we have today is more quantity. We have more things to read, but less quality,、
mm.
like stuff that's valuable to us.
That's right. 好，所以接下来讲到的，显然的、apparently, what we have today, 我们今天、所阅读的、是怎么样的一个状况呢 ？A case of 是一个什么样的案状况，什么样的一个、情况，就是这个量。多于值的一个状况，那显然他认为这个网络上的东西呢是比较不具 quality， 但是呢我们读的 quantity 却很多。
Skimming the surface of the water is nice, but diving in deep is something special. So we're talking skimming the surface of the water. We're talking about riding a jet ski、
mm-hmm.
across the surface. The top of the water is nice, but diving in deep, like doing scuba diving, is something special.Now, to me, this is comparing, we use this expression, comparing apples to oranges. You're comparing two very different things. So I don't think it's a fair comparison. I spend a fair amount of time on the internet. I find it very interesting. I learn lots of neat things. It's what you choose to read is what makes the experience. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I totally agree.
I think reading on the internet can also be valuable, interesting, usefulYou can learn stuff. You can have fun.
But we also have kind of a different perspective, a different view、from some of these younger people who... Now, see, I started using the internet when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was something new and amazing. And wow, I could find all of this information and I could look things up andbut for many students now, they have grown up with the internet. They、mm-hmm. take it for granted. It's something they've just always had.
Mm. Okay. 那么所以呢，这边两位老师就发表他们自己的一个意见了啊，就讲到说，因为我们最后一句讲到说了，你这个很快速的啊，这个掠过水面啊，这个 surface 是表面，当然是很好的。但是呢你潜入深水之中深度的潜入也是很特别的一个经验、哦、那所以刚刚讲到两个老师不同的想法
Yeah, so my point there was what you and I look for on the internet、mm-hmm. is probably very different from what these kids who grew up with the internet look for
Maybe、
mm-hmm. 不过呢、我觉得啦就是说 You could choose good books and you could read bad books、
mm-hmm.
And also、you read on the internet you mightencounter good information or useless information. So I think、basically it's how you pick what、
That's、
you、
right.
read.
Yep, You're exactly right. Okay, please join us again tomorrow when we're going to continue this discussion about reading in the internet age. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye. Bye.